Hi, welcome to the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky with the 12-Minute Shiur number 22, Halakha and the Regulation of Firearms, Part 1, from the responsa of Rabbi Chaim David Halevi. You can download the source sheet at our website, freehofinstitute.org/learning, and then scroll down to the 12-Minute Shiur. So, what does Jewish law have to say about the regulation of firearms, or gun control, as we sometimes call it, as a measure to prevent gun violence? We should note at the outset that the discussion of this question in the halachic literature is different from the way that it's talked about in contemporary politics. I'm thinking here specifically about the United States, where the argument is influenced by the existence of the Second Amendment to the Federal Constitution, which speaks of a right to bear arms, whatever that means precisely, as well as by an ideology of personal liberty and so-called rugged individualism. All right, that's the United States. Halakha, by contrast, doesn't speak of rights in general or a right to own firearms in particular, and the Jewish tradition is by no stretch of the imagination what we'd call libertarian. Still, it may be that our texts do shed some light on the decisions we face in our societies. In this and the following installment, we'll be looking at two late 20th century responsa dealing with firearm sale and regulation. They were both written by Rabbi Chaim David Halevi, the chief Sephardic rabbi of Tel Aviv-Yafo, who died in 1998. Halevi is perhaps best known for his 9-volume collection of responsa entitled Aseh Lecha Rav. These teshuvot are composed in Hebrew, but unlike those of most other Orthodox rabbis, they're written in modern Hebrew rather than in Talmudic lingo, and that makes them accessible to a wide circle of non-specialist readers. In this installment, we'll read the first of these two responsa, published in 1976. Its subject, as we see in lines 3 and 5 of the source sheet, Hamutar l'medinat Yisrael limkol neshek l'medinot acherot, is it permissible for Israel to sell weapons to other countries? The Shoel, or the person who submitted the inquiry to Rabbi Halevi, cites the Mishnah in Tractate Avodah Zarah, that's in lines 10 through 13. Ein mochrin lahem dubin va'arayot v'chol davar she'esh bo nezek l'rabim. It is forbidden to sell to Gentiles or idolaters, bears, lions, or anything that constitutes a public danger. Now remember that, unlike today, in the time of the Mishnah, all non-Jews were considered idolaters and therefore quite potentially dangerous. The Shoel also cites the comment of Rabbi Ovadia Mebaltanura, lines 17 through 20, that pointedly includes weapons, klei milchama, he calls them, in this prohibition. And this leads to the Sheila, line 22. How is it halachically permissible for Israel to sell weapons to other countries? In his teshuvah, or answer, Rabbi Halevi does not address the question of whether and to what extent classical halakha ought to influence the policies of the modern Jewish state, an interesting topic in its own right. Rather, he takes the question at face value, in all seriousness, and he cites a baraita in lines 34 through 47, which is the source of Bartnura's statement that we are not allowed to sell weapons to idolaters. So indeed, Bartnura has something to stand on. And as Halevi notes in lines 38 through 41, Ve'en adam me'Yisrael rashai limkol shum klei neshek l'mi shechashud l'hishtamesh bo l'ra'a u'lahavi nezek l'rabim. A Jew is not entitled to sell any weapons to any person, that is, not just to a Gentile, but to anybody whom he suspects will use that weapon for bad purposes and cause public harm. Well, clear support there for restrictions on the sale of weapons to people who shouldn't have them. But, as Halevi continues, line 53 through 57, the Talmud tells us that this Mishnaic ban on weapon sales is no longer observed, certainly not in the Babylonia of its day. The reason for this, given by Rav Ashi, is that in Babylonia, we sell weapons to the Persians. They are the local Gentiles who happen to run the country and who protect us with those weapons. And on the basis of that reasoning, The medieval commentator Rabbi Menachem HaMeiri extends the permit for weapon sales to the Gentiles of his own day, and by extension, to the Gentiles of any historical period. In lines 59 through 66, Halevi summarizes this whole point as follows. Nimsa yesod haheter kaful, the basis for the permit of weapon sales, that is, for lifting the Mishnah's ban on weapon sales, the basis is twofold. The first is what we might call an ethical argument. Shekol she'adam chose betzilo ra'ui la'azor lo kefi ha'efshar. If one relies upon the protection of another, it is proper to help that protector in whatever way possible. They help you, you help them, right? The second basis is what we might call a practical or pragmatic argument. She'anu nezrim bahem ba'otam advarim she'anu mochrim lahem. We are aided or protected by the very things we sell to them. Therefore, it makes sense to sell weapons to the Gentiles in spite of the Mishnah's ban. Now, as we see in beginning in line 60, the Tosafot and the major codes, that's Rambam's Mishneh Torah, and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, all accept this reasoning. They all cite it as the basis for permitting the sale of weapons. There is some disagreement among them. For example, Rambam seems to require a formal treaty or covenant, a brit, with the Gentiles in order to permit arms sales to them, and while the other poskim omit that requirement, but all the authorities agree that the Mishnah's ban on weapon sales is gone for good. Now, Rabbi Halevi proceeds to apply what we've learned to the Sheila that's been asked of him. Lines 86 and 90. Va'af ki hamedubar b'halacha ha'nizkeret la'ayl hu b'hiyot Yisrael b'galut v'chosim b'tzeil ha'amim asher b'kilbam chayu. True. This halakha refers to a diaspora situation, when the Jews are dependent upon the protection given them by their host nations, while our Sheila, the one asked of him, raises a question about the policy of a sovereign Jewish national state. But for Halevi, the same reasoning applies to each situation. Line 87 near the end, Shechein yesod ha'hetel na'utz ba'uvda shekayemet brit yedidut itam, Umaginim hem alenu. And the translation beginning in line 91, nonetheless, the principle behind this permit teaches us something about the state of Israel's weapon sales, which involve the existence of alliance or friendship treaties with nations that defend us. In other words, Israel may be independent, but it is still very much dependent for its defense upon allied nations. In that way, it's like pretty much every other nation. Therefore, for the same ethical reason, that is, it's right to help those who help you, and for the same practical or pragmatic reason, it's common sense to help those who help you, Rabbi Halevi has no problem issuing a heter, a halachic permit, for Israeli weapon sales to friendly countries. Now, we ask the question, does his teshuvah have anything to teach us about our subject concerning the regulation of firearms and firearm sales within our societies? Well, let's begin with the Mishnaic principle, which is the basis for the original ban on weapon sales. It is right and proper to try to keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of people likely to use those weapons for evil. The Mishnah and the classical halakha has no problem with this, and neither should we. Now, yes, the opponents of gun control insist, as the slogan goes, guns don't kill people, people do. Well, that's true, and it's also a stupid thing to say and a terrible basis for public policy. Yes, people kill people, but they use bears and lions, and nowadays guns to do it. And when they use automatic weapons to do it, they can slaughter many victims at once. The Mishnah would have us at least try to prevent that from happening, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. So the principle is valid. The second thing we can learn is the decision about whether, in fact, to ban all firearms, or some firearms under some circumstances, should not be made on the basis of absolute principle. That is, either we should get rid of all the guns, or I have a God-given right to carry whatever weapon I choose. That kind of argument is a clash of absolutes that gets us nowhere. Rather, we should make the decision, as the Talmud decided, to lift the Mishnah's ban on arms sales on the basis not of principle but of ethics and practicality. Sometimes it is good and sometimes it makes sense to lift the ban on firearms possession and sales. Instead of talking about rights, that is, let's focus upon the good reasons that some people have, like self-defense, for wanting to carry a firearm. Gun control advocates can agree to that idea without necessarily surrendering to the idea that everybody should have firearms under any circumstances. No, of course not. The decision should be made on the basis of ethics and practicality. That kind of discussion is not going to end all disagreement and argument. We're still going to conflict among ourselves about the conditions under which firearm sales ought to be regulated. But it is bound to be more productive than the depressing discourse over guns in our societies today. At least Rabbi Chaim David Halevi would have us think so. In our next installment, we'll read another responsum by Rabbi Halevi on the question of firearms regulation. Until then, this has been the 12-Minute Shiur number 22 from the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halacha. Thanks for learning with us. Lehitraot.